Good morning, y'all. Welcome to the Daily Star Devotion once again with the Holy Spirit, using the servant Pastor Mike Esmanda of Glorious Trinity Synagogue, GDS in Accra, Ghana, for 1st May 2024. In the Daily Star Devotion titled, Brought into Favor. And we shall be taking today's Daily Star Devotional scripture from the book of Daniel chapter 1, verses 3 to 9, KJV, that's King James Version, and I'm reading. And the king spoke unto Asphinas, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, out of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge, and understanding signs, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. The king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the Enoch gave the name, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belshazzar, and unto Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested for the eunuch that he might not defile himself. Now God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuch. God brought Daniel into favor. Many a times we are with people who can help us. Many a times we find ourselves in places that we ought to still manifest. We ought to still go to get to the next level. We ought to still be prosperous. We ought to still be at liberty, be comforted, and be happy. But many a times and so forth, many a times we are not able to get to that realm, that dimension, because we are not brought into favor, because God is not with us. In other words, we have not invited God into the situation, and because we have not invited him into the situation, his absence. But this morning, God wants you to know, he's telling us by this Daily Star Devotion that he's able to bring us into favor. And as he's able to bring us into favor, it doesn't matter where we are going, where we need audience, what we are about partaking, whatever that we are queue for, whatever be the year, whatever be the geographical location, our qualification, who we know, who we do not know, who is for us, who is not for us. But so far as we know him and we invite him into the situation, Daniel, Meshach, and Abednego, and Shadrach, they were in Babylon. They were in Babylon during the days of King Nebuchadnezzar. Yes, so these people were determined followers of God. It didn't matter the price. It didn't matter the circumstance. It didn't matter the sacrifice. It didn't matter the opposition. It didn't matter whatever that was after them. It didn't matter where they were. They would not compromise their God. They would live for their God. They would walk by the principles of their God. They walk being led by his word, to walk on him, their God. And therefore Bible says Daniel was brought into favor. Imagine, he was captured, he was a slave, he was in Babylon, he was of Judah, and he didn't deserve to be there, but he got caught up there. Yes, in places that you don't even deserve to be there. When you get caught up there, maybe for one or two circumstances, you may have to pass there, or you may have to be there. God is still able to bring you to favor. God is still able to bring you into favor, into ascension, into recognition, into beauty, into abundance, into transforming into a tycoon or a mogul. But it's up to you to have that God. It's up to you to know. The Bible talks about Joseph. He was a godly and a goodly looking man, well favored. He was a godly, a goodly looking man, well favored of God, because he hallowed God. He lived for God. He would not go after Potiphar's wife. Yes, she may look beautiful. She may have all the back. She may have all the legs. She may have all the smell. She may have all the clothing. She may be catchy to the eye. But what is not yours is not yours. What is sin is sin. sin. What is not right is not right. He was for God and he stood for God. He said, I will not sin against my God, not against my master. I will not sin against my God. It was not even about his master. It was all about his God. And this morning, wherever that you are, God is speaking to you that he wants to bring you into favor also. As far as this year is concerned, as far as this month is concerned, as far as your life is concerned, as far as your going out and your coming, they are concerned. But is your life all about him? How well do you know him? How often do you talk to him? How often do you sow to his work? How often do you pray? How often do you come to him? How often do you say thank you? How often do you praise him? Do you even know him? Does he matter to you? Is he a friend to you? Or he is just someone that you just ignore, just someone that you just get up and say, God, thank you. When you come to sleep, you say, God, thank you. And that is it. But the time that you have, he is the one who has given you all that time. And you don't have time for him. And yes, so you want his treasures. You want his blessing. You want to be brought into favor. You want him to move. You want him to give you the best of the land. You want him to change your story. But yes, so you don't know him. Yes, in your level, you don't know him. And what about when he sent you to the upper level? Will you still know him? This morning is time for us to repent. Repent of everything that is not beautiful. Repent of everything that fight against our knowledge and knowing our time. Our time that we don't have for God. Repent of everything that is darkness. Everything that pulls us from God. Pulls us from God. And everything that brings us to God. To acknowledge him. To talk about him. We must continue and do it the more. And Daniel, while in Judah, he was a man of integrity. A righteous man. A man who knew God. A man who hallowed God. Yes, he was well cultured. He lived in the palace. He was of royal dynasty, royal lineage. Yes, he was for God. And you too, you are saying, because of your job, because of your beauty, because of your family, because of your friends, you can't be for God, but you want to be brought into favor. You want to be well favored. Daniel, he had a family. He was captured and still kept the charge of God, still stay truthful to God. And this morning God is also speaking to you that it doesn't matter where you go, it doesn't matter who will see you, it doesn't matter who will not see you, it doesn't matter who will know you, it doesn't matter who will not know you. He needs you to be a child of his. Yes, he's calling out to his sons, he's calling out to his daughters. Yes, he favors his children, and you are also a candidate if provided you accept him. You accept him, you hallow him and live for him. Then why not? He's ready to give than you are ready to receive. He's more readily available than you are, and he's calling out to you, come home to him so that he will send you to the realm of favor. You want to be favored. You see, Daniel and Co, they didn't deserve to be favored, but because of God they were favored. You too, there's someone who is more qualified than you, someone who is more beautiful than you, much, much more of a hard worker, much, much more of overqualified. But then he or she, they don't deserve to be favored, because with the absence of God, nothing is valuable. And with the absence of God, you are worthless. You need God day in, day out. You need God to be worthy, because he is the worthy one. And Daniel and his friend, they understood that. And King Nebuchadnezzar, he sent among the lot. He said, look at the children whom there is no blemish, well favored and skillful in wisdom, cunning in knowledge and understanding, science, such as ability in them to stand in the king's presence, whom they might take the learning and the tongue of the tongue. King Nebuchadnezzar was looking for the best of the best. So he went among the lot. God is also moving across the earth, to and fro, in your family, in the nation, in the church, going there about, looking for him whom he may favor, him whom he may give them a name, him whom he will transform their life, him whom he will bless, him whom he will lift them up. And he's moving. He knows of what you did. He knows of how you like lies. He knows of what you have stolen. He knows of all that you are doing. But he's calling out to you. He's calling out to you. He knows about the alcohol. He knows about the pregnancies. He knows about the abortion. He knows about everything. But he's still searching, because he originally, you are a child of his. But because you do not know him, you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you are discarded and you are disqualified. Some to have accepted him, but they are behaving like Judas. They love the reward of iniquity. They love the reward of sin. They still want to taste of the things of the enemy. They don't want to move all out with Jesus. They don't want to fulfill their assignment. Some to are behaving like Peter. They tell lies and they continue telling lies. But God is giving you a second chance today. He's giving you a second chance now, that he wants to bring you into favor. He wants to bring you into favor in the year, in the month, in your country, in this life. But he will not just bring you into favor. He will bring you into favor based on the dictate of his heart, based on the dictate of his spirit, based on how you know him, how you stand, how you conduct yourself, how you hallow him, how you have time for him, how you serve him as a son, how you serve him as a daughter. But for him, he is ready. Are you also ready? And Daniel and co were chosen. You can't be chosen because you are not ready. You can't be chosen because you are not qualified. You can't be chosen because you have turned your back. You can't be chosen because you don't want to listen to God. You don't want to hear the word of God. You don't have time for him. You look down on his servant. You look down on his word. You are speaking ill stuff about them. Why must he then choose you? It's time for you to come home. The Bible talks about the prodigal son. He took every property that he had that the father intended to give him. The Bible says he left to a far country and he wasted it on doing all things and all the desires of the enemy. The Bible says he came to wander. He now became a farmer taking care of pigs. Earlier on, he was like a prince, treated, eating the best of the best, attended to by servant and having everything that he need. In another season, because he doesn't know God, he has lost everything and everything is coming down. But then he came to his realization. This morning, wherever that you are, God is calling you. Come to realization. Come to understanding. Come and know him. Come and have time for him. Come and walk with him. Come and partake of things of him. And when he came to his realization and understanding, he said, how many people are in my father's house that have enough to eat, enough to wear, at peace, they are comforted, they are not in anger, they are not in hunger, and they are okay. I'll go back to my father. I'll ask for forgiveness, and when I ask for forgiveness, I'll ask him to make me a servant, so that I'll get a place to sleep, so that I'll get food to eat, so that I will be in the house. Yes, I am unqualified, but I'll still go and plead for mercy. And Bible says when the man was far off coming, the father saw him had compassion on him. This morning, God wants to have compassion on you. He knows about your weakness. He knows about your limitation. He knows about everything you have lost. He knows of your debt. He knows about your sin. He knows about everything, everywhere you have gone. He knows about your the things that you are not able to overcome. He knows. He has the report. He knows you have lost it. Oh, he wants to have compassion on you to bring you into favor. He wants to have compassion on you so that you be selected. He wants to have compassion on you so that you be rewarded. He wants to have compassion on you so that you be increased. And Bible say when he saw him coming, he ran off. And Bible say he hugged him. He commanded his clothes to be changed. And as his clothes was changed, they threw a party for him. And the best and the biggest cattle was killed. And he had a ring signal, a signet ring, sign of authority, sign of royalty. This morning, God is also speaking to you that it is not over. If you come to him, it is not over. If you hold on to him, it is not over. If you know him, it is not over. If you decide to come back home to Jesus, come back to Jesus, come back to the word of God, come back to being led by the Spirit, come back and have all that you desire, all that you need, because he is able to give them to you. Yes, he's able to give all to you. So Just yesterday, the prodigal son was in need, in want. Without the father's love, without the father's provision, without the father's guidance, you will also be in need, you also be in want, you'll be limited. You see, you didn't have to pay for anything. The father took care of everything. Likewise, God, the best of the best, the perfect father. I have a father. He, the Abba Father, he is able to take care of things on your behalf. Oversee to everything, bring you to place of glory, place of joy, place of you being saved, and he is up to it. It is time you access the realms of favor, because it's God who is bringing you there. Favor exists, but you must be brought there. It's God who knows the way, as Nigeria man would say, follow him who knows road. God knows road, because he is the way, the life, and the truth. He is the path, and he is able to lead you by the still waters. He is able to lead you in the sea. He is able to lead you by the fire. He is able to lead you in the valley of the shadows of death, and he will still get your destination. And he's calling you, come home. The prodigal son had a change of mind. He came home, have a change of mind, have a change of heart, have a change of doing, way of doing things, and come home to Jesus, come home to his church, come home to his word, come home to know him, come home and follow him, come home and be in love with Jesus and everything about him. Come home. He's calling out to you. So the prodigal son, he forgot about everything in that far country. It didn't matter whatever that was in that far country. It didn't matter the joy, the so-called satanic joy that he had. He has to remember whom. It's time to remember whom. Jesus is your home. God is your home. He lives in you. Make yourself a home so that God will live in you. He will live in you and put things in order. He will live in you and make things beautiful. He will live in you and brighten your face. He will live in you and brighten your countenance. He will live in you and make you smile. It's time for you to say no to you devils, no to your sins, no to the things of the enemy. Say yes to God and lay for God. Get and receive. Hello, and partake of the things only God gives. And as you do that, you by no means mix your way. And wherever that you are this morning, God is calling out to you. He's calling out to you. Don't let the glory depart. When you read the book of 1 Samuel, it talks about the glory departing from Israel because of the sons of Eli, because of their sins. So a child of Eli, Eli's grandson, was born, and Eli's two children were dead. And Bible says the mother to that child called the child Ichabod, because she said, the glory has departed. The glory that God has for you, the place that he wants to bring you to, the place that he's sending you to, your role to play is to be his child. Your role to play is to humble yourself. Your role to play is to live right. Your role to play is to move per his districts, per you being led by his word, per his spirit being with you. And the glory departed. But a man, Samuel, the prophet Samuel, the glory has not departed from him. In fact, he was well favored. He was brought into a place where he was well favored in the sight of all men and in the sight of God. He enjoyed what Jesus enjoyed. When you read the book of Luke, it talks about Jesus also brought into a place where he was favored before all men, and he was also favored before God. So it was Jesus and Samuel who enjoyed that aspect of favor. And this morning, God is also speaking to you that he's also able to bring you into a place where you are brought into being favored before men, being favored before him, being favored in all things, being favored in your destination. But you see, it belongs to them who know him. It belongs to them who walk with him. It belongs to them who are obedient. It belongs to them who are called by his name. It belongs to them who live for him. Are you living for Jesus? Have you given him your heart indeed? Have you given him your mind indeed? Do you have time for him? Is he your number one? Is he your all in all? Do you lean on him? Do you call out to him? Sometimes people compromise because they think they are in tight place. Daniel and co, they were in tight place. They obviously didn't want to live in Chadia. They didn't like their food. They didn't like their meat. They didn't like their drink. And Bible said, but yesterday they were brought there and they were still living for their God. The place must not change you. You must change the place. The place wherever you go, your God is with you. His spirit rests upon you. His power is in you. He's able to let you walk through the valley and come back and enter into the palace. A man called David, once upon a time he was in the wilderness taking care of sheep. Nobody regarded him, nobody cared about him, but he was not alone. He knew the word of God, he knew God, he was the anointed of God. But yesterday he was in the wilderness in another season, when his God worked out things, when his God placed things on the left, on the right, here a little, there a little, he was brought into the palace and he said, I, David, I will not offer anything to my God that will not cause him. He understood the place of sacrifice. If you are going to be brought into favor, then you must learn to be sacrificial. Sacrificial as far as the things of God are concerned. Sacrificial as far as your God is concerned. Sacrificial as far as your life is concerned. Sacrificial as far as your going out and your coming are concerned. Let's all bear witness that indeed this is a child of God in whom there is no blemish. Even Nebuchadnezzar was looking for the best. Nebuchadnezzar was looking for the best among the best. Then you want God not to look for the best among the best. Yes, we are all not best in God's sight. But once we come before him, once he accepts us, we hallow our life unto him. We give him our life. He picked that life. He picked that soul. He picked that death. He picked that stinkiness. He picked that ugliness. He picked that liar and transform us into his children. And transform us into children of life, into children of beautiful, into children of abundance, into children of favor, because you bring us into favor before him. And this morning, per today's daily star devotion, God is speaking to you that he wants to bring you into favor. And as he wants to bring you into favor, it's up to you to accept, to receive, and welcome him, being led by his word, and follow him into favor. And as you do that, it will be profitable to you. It will help you, to assist you, and you enjoy it. It wouldn't be a mistake that you have made when you are brought into favor. As far as this world, this life, this year, this month, they are concerned, you need to be brought into favor. Thank you for listening to the Daily Star Devotion. Once again, Daily Star Devotion with Jesus Every Day US Star. For any inquiries, sponsorship, partnership regarding this ministry, kindly contact Pastor Mike Esmanda of Glorious Trinity Synagogue, GDS, in Accra, Ghana, on +233-266-450929. +233-266-450929. That's my WhatsApp. Or +233-508-11-3338. +233-508-11-3338. Or dailystardevotion@gmail.com. Daily Star Devotion with Jesus Every Day, you are a star. You are a living star. You are a glorious star. You are a superstar. You are a heavenly star. You are a daily star with Jesus Christ, holy stardom on earth, in heaven. With Jesus Christ, holy stardom on earth and in heaven. So also be heavenly minded, focus and partaker. With Jesus Christ, holy stardom on earth and in heaven. So also be heavenly minded, focus and partaker. So also be heavenly minded, focus and partaker. So also be heavenly minded, focus and partaker.